About to get into that tech feature, tech with Toby, talking around the Energizer backup battery. I don't know. I'm the kind of person that I should be charging at night, but sometimes I forget, and I should be carrying one of these superchargers walking around to make sure that I still have connection throughout the day. I take with Toby today covering the Energizer battery, the backup battery that you can use to plug your small iPhones or either other Android models that you want to use to make sure that you have consistent power. I know we haven't had load shedding for the longest time, close to 2 weeks now, so a lot of people will be looking into other energy options should we have that load shedding come back. Power banks, which one should you be getting today? We're looking at the Energizer tech with Toby. Toby Shevchek, of course, are joining us now. Toby, what's different about this particular power bank? People will tell you I can buy a power bank at the corner store, but is this one, you know, promising to last more than others?
Well, what's immediately significant about it is that it comes with a built-in handle. I mean, that just gives you a sense of its size. It's large capacity and it's physically large. It's a 50,000 milliamp battery. It has the ungainly name of UE5001PQ. And it,
yeah,
and
I thought
it's
I'd
a
let
great
you say
battery.
It.
It's kind of halfway between a power bank and a power station. It'll give you 180 hours of backup battery for a smartphone, 60 hours for small tablets, 40 hours for a large tablet. It's got a USB-C port and it's got a built-in battery. But what's significant about the USB-C port is that it'll charge at 65 watts, which is enough to charge your laptop, most, you know, MacBook Pro or any of the high-end Intel laptops, Dell or HP or Packard Bell, any of those devices will use a 65-watt charger. So you can get a pretty substantial charge out of this. The three USB-A, that's the old square-shaped, do 22.5 watts, which is more than enough for most smartphones. And a very handy thing to have, especially with the built-in lights. And I mean, we haven't had load shedding. And I was reading Chris Yellen's op-ed in the Daily Maverick today about how, you know, the drop-off in demand is partly caused by, you know, fed up and frustrated South Africans who've built their own solar systems at home, put panels on the roof or batteries, and, you know, so have businesses. So in a reverse way, you know, we've become self-sufficient from electricity. But this is, you know, if you haven't put on a grid, or you're not renting a grid via the on a monthly basis, because there are lots of options for doing that. This is a very handy solution. It'll give you lights. It'll give you a whole new power. You know, you can recharge your battery on a laptop, and you can keep your phone and tablets going. So pretty substantial, 50,000 megawatts and so milliamps, megawatts. That would be very handy in a thing this size. It has a built-in handle and, you know, this is the kind of thing we have to do in this day and age. You need a solution, and for 1600 rand on Takealot, it's a very fair price, I think. And in case I didn't mention, it has a built-in light, which in of itself is entirely handy.
I mean, back, you know, in the day, I would say this
was recommended for ages.
Yeah.
So one of the other things I've recommended for ages is you can buy, they're about $100 each. You can buy these LED lights, and they have a couple of hours of charge in them. There's a local brand called Gizu, J-I-Z-Z-U. They make them. A couple of the other brands also make them. And, you buy these light bulbs. So they cost, you know, an LED light bulb will cost anywhere between 30 and 50 rand. But for 100 rand, you get one with a battery. It charges while it's on. And then when you have no power, you can turn the light on, and actually it turns these, you know, LED batteries. And LED is a very efficient technology. It uses very little power, but gives you a lot of light as opposed to, say, you know, incandescent light bulbs that we all grew up with. Incandescent because they create light, but by creating, the way they create light is by creating heat. So they use lots of electricity, and they heat up, whereas LED doesn't. It creates a lot of light, but it doesn't create a lot of heat. So very efficient ways for solving the, you know, the load shredding problem without, having to, you know, rent or buy a big solar system.
If this was another time, I'd say this was camping equipment, but it, given that we don't have consistent power supply in the country, is something else we should be looking at in terms of backup power, especially if you are out of the home, maybe on a long drive or trying to make sure that your phones are on for all the meetings that you have around the day. But
yeah.
Wouldn't you say it's a bit cumbersome then for somebody to carry to the office?
I mean, most people's office circumstances are have some kind of power backup by now. There'll be a generator or there'll be an inverter system or something. I mean, the offices stuff rents have a ginormous generator, but also have put in solar panels because, you know, there was so much talk about a nuclear reactor. Well, we have one. It's in the sky called the sun, and it beams down 300 days of sunlight in Africa, you know, every year in Germany, which certainly doesn't have the amount of sunlight nor the, you know, intensity of it that we do. They've managed to use solar in a highly effective way. So we should be taking advantage of it. And we are, as statistics show, you know, they say the South African public have created the equivalent of a kusile in solar panels on our roofs in the last 2 or 3 years. So we've created this, you know, energy supply for ourselves. But if you aren't one of those people and you need a more cost effective solution, this is a very good one. For 1600 Rand, this Energizer 50,000 milliamp power bank, there is only one on Takealot. I checked earlier, is a very good solution that'll keep your digital devices powered up so that you can carry on working. Or if you have such a system and you're going away on holiday, or you're worried about, you know, staying in an Airbnb or a holiday place that doesn't have enough power, and you want to make sure, you know, your tablets are charged up so that the kids can entertain themselves for an hour on a Saturday afternoon so you can have a schluff. This is the solution.
I was looking at the number of inlets in this particular battery, because Energizer, of course, is known for its AA batteries, AAA batteries. But, you know, in terms of power banks, you know, are they trying to be now the leading brand in that to make sure that families can now buy this type of technology to make sure that when the power is on their device?
It's an obvious and a brand extension for them, or product category extension, which is much larger power banks, and they have been doing it. In fact, my favorite 20,000 milliamp power bank is made by Energizer. It's got a 50 watt output. I mean, it's a 65 watt output. It's by far the best device I've seen of this kind, but they just weren't selling in South Africa. So they dropped that and they have that. You get lots of other Energizer. If you go look at the, you know, Energizer category on any e-commerce site, you'll see they have lots of options in this range, in power banks. And of course, they also make power stations, which are the much larger, you know, you can plug a three-pronged plug into them, kind of situation, which is, you know, also great, because there's a need for that kind of backup when you are going. And, you know, if only it was when we were going camping that we needed these kinds of things and not any other time. But, you know, I noticed there was a big push for these power stations in the US camping market for years before, you know, the application in Africa, where we have such unreliable power supply, became obvious. And a bunch of local brands have grown up around that, which I also think is great. Good all round.
Well, not just good for your remote batteries, but also Quite good, it seems, in terms of power banks. Energizer coming out with that powerful power bank. 180 hours, you said, of charging on smartphones, eh?
Yep.
All right.
You still will be facing... able to post to social media forever.
Facing tough competition, though, from the likes of Romos Azus and Taroma Solar Power Banks. That stiff market, of course, becoming quite popular in South Africa because of our energy crisis. Toby Shevchek, Chief at Stuff Studios, joining us for Tech with Toby tonight.